Belfast. This is the Kids Show, and it's a special edition for Cinco de Mayo. In the background, you're hearing La Paloma, a very famous Mexican song. And I'm going to be doing all Mexican music today. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you at the end of this song. As I said, was La Paloma, which means the dove, played by Frets and Fingers. Next, we're going to move on to some more Mexican instrumental music done by Americans, as it happens. I've got some history of Mexico and of Cinco de Mayo to read for you in a few minutes. This is the Kids Show on WBFY Belfast. Thank you.
las dos de la mañana, a las dos de la mañana. Ay, qué bonito es volar, ay, mamá, volar y dejarse caer en los brazos de tu hermana, en los brazos de tu hermana. Y hasta quisiera llorar. Me agarra la bruja y me lleva al cuartel, me vuelve maceta y me da de comer. Me agarra la bruja y me lleva al cerrito, me sienta en sus piernas, me da de besitos. Ay, dígame, usted, ¿cuántas criaturitas se ha chupado usted? Ninguna, 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 no ve que ando en pretensiones de chuparme a usted. Ahora sí, maldita bruja, ya te chupaste a mi hijo. Ya te chupaste a mi hijo. Y ahora sí, maldita bruja, y ahora le vas a chupar y a tu marido el ombligo, y a tu marido el ombligo, y ahora le vas a chupar.
So that was Trio Ellas, which means basically three women from Los Angeles. They were doing the song La Bruja, which means the witch. And before that, another Californian, Ry Cooter, doing the classic Mexican song Maria Elena. So you're listening to the special Cinco de Mayo edition. That was a little bit of Viva Seguin with Flaco Jimenez playing the button accordion, which is a big instrument in Mexico and in Texas, where that recording comes from. That was, like I said, Ry Cooter and some of his friends, including the Mexican accordionist, the Texas accordionist, Flaco Jimenez. So a little background. First of all, Mexico is a wonderful country with a very, very long history. Before the Europeans came, before the Spanish came, there were marvelous empires and great cities built by the Native Americans. First the Olmecs, then the Maya down in southern Mexico and Guatemala, and then the Aztecs, based in the area of what's now Mexico City. The Spanish came and conquered the Mexicans, the Aztecs, and the other native tribes, and built a huge empire that ranged all the way up into much of what's now the southwestern United States. Originally, Mexico owned 6 of the United States: Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, and California, and little bits of some of the others like Wyoming and Colorado. In the early 1800s, we had a war with Mexico because Texas had withdrawn from Mexico and become an independent country for a short time, and later joined the United States, or was taken by the United States, and we had a war with Mexico and took the rest of those states that I just described. Shortly after that, about the time of our own Civil War here in the United States, there were a number of wars in Mexico, including one where the French came in and conquered Mexico and ruled it for a very short period. But as they came from Veracruz on the Caribbean coast, where they landed, up into towards Mexico City, there was one big victory by the Mexicans. About 4,000 Mexicans beat, and badly beat, about 8,000 French at a place called Puebla. And that battle occurred on the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo. And it was a great rallying victory and a great point of pride for the Mexicans. And that's why Cinco de Mayo is celebrated in Mexico and in the Spanish-speaking parts of the United States. It's not Mexican Independence Day, as it is sometimes called. That's actually in September. And the other great Mexican-specific holiday is the Day of the Dead, which is what we call Halloween.
You're listening to WBFY 100.9 Belfast, and thank you for tuning in.
Why is Cinco de Mayo in Mexico such a big thing? Well, Spanish is the second most spoken language here in the United States after English, and incidentally before Chinese, which is the third most spoken language in the United States. Like I said, I'm trying to celebrate Cinco de Mayo here with some Mexican music. Yeah, that's not going to work either. Bother. All right, so we're going to go into another song. This one is called Volver, Volver, which is spelled V-O-L-V-E-R, and it means return, return. And you'll hear it's kind of a sad song, and it's officially it's about longing to return to the arms of the singer's wife, but it's come to be sort of a song for Mexicans, meaning I want to return to Mexico for those who are in the United States. Here we go, Volver, Volver.
Este amor apasionado anda todo alborotado por volver. Voy camino a la locura y aunque todo me tortura, sé perder. Nos dejamos hace tiempo, pero se llegó el momento de perder. Tú tenías mucha razón, le hago caso al corazón y me muero por volver. Y volver, volver, volver a tus brazos otra vez. Llegaría hasta donde estés y yo sé perder, y yo sé perder. Quiero volver, volver, volver. Hace tiempo, pero se llegó el momento de perder. Tú tenías mucha razón, le hago caso al corazón y me muero por volver. Y volver, volver, tus brazos otra vez. Llegaría hasta donde estés y yo sé perder, y yo sé perder. Quiero volver, volver, volver.
Thank you. Muchas gracias. Thank you.
Vos de la guitarra mía, despertar la mañana, quiere cantar su alegría a mi tierra mexicana.
México lindo y querido, si muero lejos de ti, que digan que estoy dormida y que me traigan aquí, que digan que estoy dormida.
Bravo, Mexico, and that was the Playing for Change organization with musicians from all over Mexico, and they were doing Mexico Lindo y Querido, which means Mexico beautiful and loved. You heard a lot of what's called mariachi music in there, which is bands consisting of guitars, violins, and trumpets, and a few other instruments, but it's a very distinctive Mexican sound. Now we're going to go on to another pretty famous Mexican song. And by the way, since we're celebrating Cinco de Mayo here, I'm not going to play La Cucaracha or the Mexican Hat Dance, because those are cliched, shall we say. Anyway, you're listening to The Kid Show, and we're celebrating Cinco de Mayo. The next song is called De Colores, which means the colors. And it talks about the beauty of the rainbow and the birds flying and other things like that.
De colores son allá en el rancho grande, allá donde vivía.
¡Ay, ay, 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 ay! ¡Epa! ¡Dale gas, cuñado!
Había una rancherita que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía. Te voy a hacer tus calzones. Como los que usa el ranchero de los comienzos de lana, te los acabo de cuero allá en el rancho grande, allá donde vivía. Había una rancherita que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía. Se muera mi suegra, que la entierren boca abajo. Que si te quiere salir, que se vaya más para abajo, allá en el rancho grande, allá donde vivía. Había una rancherita que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía. Te voy a hacer tus calzones como los que usa el ranchero de los comienzos de lana. Los acabo de cuero a la mar rancho grande.
All right, that was Freddie Fender and some of his friends from San Antonio, Texas, doing Rancho Grande, another great song throughout the Mexican and Mexican-American culture. We're celebrating Cinco de Mayo today, which is commemorates a battle of the Mexican War against the French, the only battle that the Mexicans won during that war, which they actually lost. But the victory was a great uniting moment for the peoples of Mexico, and that's why it's still celebrated as Cinco de Mayo. Before Freddie Fender and his friends, we heard the Playing for Change group doing La Bamba, which was made a American pop hit by Ritchie Valens. That version featured members of the group Los Lobos and numerous others. And besides the usual mariachi instruments, you also heard some Mexican harps in there. There's a great tradition of playing harps in Mexico. Let's see, moving right along. Next, we got a few announcements and then more Mexican music.
Hello, this is WBFY 100.9 Belfast.
Support for Belfast Community Radio comes from our listeners and from Minnow's Childhood Goods, featuring a wide selection of quality consigned children's clothing, maternity wear, toys, and books for newborns to preteens. New consignment items considered by appointment. Call 338-1150 or visit Minnow's in the Rennies Plaza.
Hi, this is Brian Swartz, Civil War historian and author of the weekly blog Maine at War, available at maineatwar.bangordailynews.com. I invite you to join me each Friday at 7:50 a.m., 11:50 a.m., and 6:50 p.m. for a Maine Civil War moment, in which we will meet the men and women who so capably represented Maine during the Civil War. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. ofrecerte. Por eso yo voy buscando futuro en el horizonte. Aunque el camino sea largo, tengo las piernas muy fuertes. Yo voy a rifar mi suerte. Mañana voy caminando. Dejo mis padres queridos, también mi ranchito verde. A Dios solo le pedía volver a verles. Aunque mis lágrimas brotan, tengo los ojos abiertos. Yo voy a rifar mi suerte. Dejo mis padres queridos. Me voy a despedir como árbol desarraigado, con la ilusión de vivir mejor vida al otro lado. Aunque no sé mi destino, traigo la fe de mi gente. Yo voy a rifar mi suerte. Ya me voy a despedir.
That was Pat.
Por destino soy americano. Yo soy de la raza de oro. Yo soy México-americano. Yo te comprendo en inglés, también te hablo en castellano. Yo soy de la raza de oro. Yo soy México-americano. Zacatecas a Minnesota, de Tijuana a Nueva York. Los países son mi tierra, los defiendo con honor.
Así es.
Dos idiomas y dos países, dos culturas tengo yo. En mi suerte tengo orgullo, porque así lo manda Dios. Mi madre, yo soy mexicano, por destino soy americano. Yo soy de la raza de oro, yo soy México-americano.
Thank you. Muchas gracias.
All right, that was Los Cenzoltes. Again, a group from Los Angeles of Mexican-Americans, and their song was Soy México-Americano, I am a Mexican-American. And let's see, next up I've got a song by James Taylor, who is about as American as you can get. I think he's from Massachusetts. But like many Americans, he longs for Mexico because it's a great place that people like to go and take vacations and hang out and, you know, drink drinks and sit on the beach and stuff like that. So next we got James Taylor giving you Mexico from the American point of view.
Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool, running your stateside games. Lose your load, leave your mind behind, baby Jane.
Oh, Mexico, you sound so simple, I just got to go. The sun's so hot, I forgot to go home.
Guess I'll have to go now.
And it just made my heart feel bluer than blue. And those Texas blue bonnets, they smiled in the sun, but they just made me think of my only one.
Those Texas blue bonnets, how sweetly they grow o'er all the white prairies that scatter like snow. They make all the meadows as blue as the skies, reminding me of my little darling's blue eyes.
Stay. I guess I'll go north through the ice and the snow, where those Texas blue bonnets never will grow.
Those Texas blue bonnets, how sweetly they grow o'er all the white prairies, they scatter like snow. They make all the meadows as blue as the skies, reminding me of my little darling.
That was Lori Lewis from Texas doing the Texas Blue Bonnets, which is got a kind of a Mexican beat to it. And Texas, or if you're speaking Spanish, Tejas, was, of course, originally a part of Mexico and seceded from Mexico under the influence of some American immigrants. Should have had a border wall, huh? And became part of the United States. The last thing I want to do here on my Cinco de Mayo special is tell you a little story. I used to live in New Mexico and other parts of the Southwest where there's a lot of Spanish and Spanish traditions. And they have irrigation ditches called acequias that bring the water from the rivers and creeks out to the bean fields and the corn fields and so forth. And there's a story there about La Llorona, the weeping woman. And basically the story is that a young woman was burned and scalded by disfigured by hot water and wound up living in the ditches. And she was an angry woman, and she would grab little kids and pull them into the acequia and drown them. And she's called the Ditch Witch in English. And the whole point of the story was to keep people keep the young kids away. So, at any rate, I understand there's this movie that's been going around lately called Coco, about Mexican culture. And in it, there's a song called La Llorona.
Ay, de mi llorona, llorona de azul celeste. Y aunque la vida me cueste, llorona, no dejaré de quererte.
Ay, de mi llorona, llorona, llorona de azul celeste. Y aunque a vida me cueste, llorona, no dejaré de quererte. Y aunque a vida me cueste, llorona, no dejaré de quererte.
Oh,
what color is the sky? Ay, mi amor, ay, mi amor. You tell me that it's red. Ay, mi amor, ay, mi amor. Where should I put my shoes? Ay, mi amor, ay, mi amor. You say, put them on your head. Ay, mi amor, ay, mi amor. You make me un poco loco, un poquitito loco. The way you keep me guessing.